Okay, I have a random list of thoughts to share today. Have you ever heard this? The Chinese are the Jews of Asia. Well, I've heard that before, and I thought I got it, but now I'm really starting to get it. Like, wowzers. Should I be proud or ashamed? Or just offended? Have you heard this saying before? Southeast Asia is a land of extremes. Well, that's true too. For example, when I arrived at the Siem Reap airport in Cambodia, on the road from the airport into town, the road is well paved but bordered on either side by dusty red dirt, and one of the first things I saw from the back of my motorbike taxi was little kids playing in a filthy looking ditch with stagnant water in it, next to a bunch of skinny cows grazing grass by the red dirt, under a big shiny billboard of blonde people with tastefully made up faces using fancy cell phones. Like I said, extremes. Apparently, I look very Japanese. Everywhere I go, people, usually restaurant touts or taxi drivers or men loitering on the street corner, will say, "Konnichiwa!" So I asked someone to teach me how to say, "I am not Japanese, I am Chinese," in Thai, and I have used this numerous times every single day. Here it goes. "My chai kun yipun kun jin." I don't think of myself as a wallflower at home by any means, but since I've been traveling, I will talk to anyone in any language, even the universal clumsy sign language of those who do not share a common verbal one. I've been meeting all kinds of great people, and it's wonderful. Like this one evening on the island of Koh Samui, I was sitting alone on a beach lounger, watching the sunset clouds turn pink, when a young man with a beer in his hand asked if he could take the chair next to mine. And for a while, we just each quietly appreciated the sky. And then, starting with the simple question, "Do you speak English?" that he asked me, we launched into an hour-long conversation covering university education in the US versus Europe, as he turned out to be Polish, the merits of beach versus mountain holidays, economic inequalities in the world, US foreign policy, the parks in San Francisco, what to do with our lives, our parents, etc., etc., etc. Who knows if we'll ever see each other again, but if I go to Poland, I do have his email address. Here's another example. After I finished a 7-day liquid fast plus colonic retreat, I went on a snorkeling and kayaking boat trip. There was a group of 8 Thais traveling together. They were office mates, including the boss, on a 3-day weekend from Bangkok. When they heard I was traveling alone, one of them invited me to join their group for the day. So we chatted for the whole 1-hour boat ride, kayaked and snorkeled and hiked to see a hidden lagoon together, and then they invited me to dinner that night. I had only just begun to eat food again the day before, and only raw veggies up to that point. But I couldn't say no to their hospitality, or to the chance to hang out with a bunch of real Thai people instead of the European tourists I've been seeing everywhere. So, I ended up stuffing my face and my poor, cleansed gut with amazing Thai seafood at a seaside restaurant with some sort of temple festival going on across the water, sending echoes of Thai country music warbling across to the restaurant. And then, when they found out I would be in Bangkok next, one of them said he would take me out to karaoke when I was there. So, when I went to Bangkok 2 days later, I called him up and we went out to this place called Major, which is a cineplex slash bowling alley slash karaoke joint on the top floor of a huge shopping mall. My cleansed, well, now not so cleansed insides, were treated to a night of fried Thai food and French fries, 100 Piper's whiskey, and cheesy pop songs at top volume in both English and Thai. They have the Thai lyrics written out phonetically in the Roman alphabet, so even foreigners can get into it. The next night, I found myself with my new Thai friends at an Isan nightclub. Isan music is country music from northern Thailand. And they had this amazing band with male and female dancers and about 16 different singers that kept going off stage and changing costumes, singing these Isan folk songs with a rockin' beat, non-stop, crazy loud music, very drunk northern Thai people dancing at their tables and on their tables, girls passing out and having their boyfriends carry them outside, gay and straight and ladyboy, all mixing, sweating, dancing, singing along, going up to the front of the stage and putting garlands of flowers and money on the singers and the dancers. My table mates and I, fueled by tiger beer with lots of ice, went up to the stage too and danced our little non-Thai booties off. It was great fun. I never go out dancing anymore at home, maybe because people can be so lame and self-conscious, which makes me self-conscious about looking good, looking cool, not dancing like a dork. So it was so nice to be in the midst of people with no pretensions about enjoying themselves, flailing gracefully or not, singing on key or not, appreciating the performers and appreciating the night. It was a fantastic evening, if not so healthy for my liver, lungs, or intestines. What else do I have to share? Here in Bangkok, there are beautiful temples, great food, dirty air, a million motorbikes. It's hot as f*** during the daytime, but I'm really enjoying myself. Wish you were here. Sawatika, Jen.